Okay, let's do one on Raymond, Raymond, Bickham, Biccum, 3158. His complaint: headache, nausea, abdominal pain, right leg swelling, dizziness, tachycardia, not feeling well. Patient is a 64-year-old gentleman, vaccinated against COVID times 3 jabs. Comes in today with above mentioned symptoms with a positive COVID test, period. The paragraph reviews him as above allergy, non medications, none. Medical problems. He's had status post spleen removal at a young age, has been vaccinated against strep pneumoniae and H flu. Also, does not take any medication. He also has a history of BPH and is undergoing care by a urologist. Surgery, splenectomy, right small toe, knuckle removed, and that's it. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with wife of 37 years. They have one child, but they've had they have some mixed children together from different marriages. Family history, mom died of a, man, what does this say? Mom died of a blood clot and had lots of DVT issues. Dad died 2 years ago at age 86. Maintenance colonoscopy, none, but needs to have colonoscopy. I'm putting it off for some time. Okay. Period. For who? Right, period. Okay. On exam, we have a 64-year-old gentleman who appears much younger than stated age, 183 pounds, no significant change in his weight, 97%, 97.9, 16, 72, 132 over 78, heart positive, home positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next leg rash, clear, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. As far as the leg pain is concerned, this has been an issue off and on. He's a truck driver. We made sure he didn't have any DVT or PVD. He did not. Next numbers, as far as his COVID is concerned, he received Rocephin, Decadron, and Z-Pack in a Medrol dose pack. Next numbers to call if he develops chest pain or shortness of breath. Next numbers to let me know when he's ready for a colonoscopy. Next numbers, add aspirin. Next numbers, add vitamin D with specific times, amount. Next number is right leg swelling. History of, again, evaluated today. Next number is arm pain. Appears to be musculoskeletal, most likely. Next number is, as far as nausea or vomiting is concerned, we looked at his abdomen, and there's, of course, no spleen, but he doesn't have issues with gallbladder or any other problems at this time. Next number is lymph node enlargement noted in the neck. Next one is fatty liver noted. Next number is the tachycardia related to COVID-19. Next one is palpitation. Was evaluated via a Doppler study of his carotid, which was within normal limits. Next one is findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next one is he knows to call us if there's any issues or problems, or go to the emergency room if he develops any chest pain. Thank you.